You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hi, friends.
Welcome back. We're here.
So on this episode, we've got a twofer. So yes, we're kind of doing a combination episode of how to go shopping with your teen and survive. Then kind of roll into embarrassing your teen. It's a rite of passage.
That part, I like both topics, but I cannot wait for the second part of this conversation because I think I am the queen of embarrassing my kids.
I agree. Well, for myself too, I totally agree. Oh, it's best. It is a rite of passage.
It is.
But, you know, I want to just put a little shame on the what to expect when expecting books, because none of this stuff that we've ever experienced with our teens have been in a book. Like, they don't have one for once they hit puberty in your life. You're like, you look at your sweet little child and say, what the heck is just going on? So, yeah. And, you know, I always dreamt of having girls, and I was blessed with two. And one loves to shop, who's just like me, and the other one is, no, thank you. So, you know, I guess that's okay. That helps my wallet a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and we got away with shopping with them when they were little. It was great. And they would just listen to you and there was no fighting back. And, you know, I don't want this. But up until like 13, that's when it got bad.
Yes.
It got really bad. And they developed a style, and you kind of either had to go with it and just walk away, or you fought back and said, no, you're not wearing that, you know. And I don't remember ever. Well, not ever. Okay, I take that back. My mom and I disagreed on stuff. Then she just wouldn't buy it. So sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll wear that little, you know, prairie dress and, you know, whatever. But so I looked forward to that moment of shopping with the girls. And junior high, you know, we had special occasions. And, you know, at that time, unfortunately, my one daughter had scoliosis, so she had to wear a brace. So, of course, when I heard the scoliosis, all I thought was that of poor Joan Cusack and 16 Candles. And that awful, awful brace. And they're like, no, times have changed. And it was like a corset, but it did alter her figure. And we always had to buy a size up. And, you know, she was very conscious of her appearance with that. So we had to look for dresses for something, eighth grade dance or something. So I'm like, okay. So we plan our day. We stop at the mall. We go into the department store and we start picking out stuff. And I'm geeked. I'm excited. And I'm like, this is great. Well, I think they should just start serving cocktails for moms.
That's a really good idea.
Because I wasn't prepared for the emotional roller coaster that we were all on.
Yes.
Because by the end of that afternoon, I had one in the corner crying because nothing fit right because of her corset and her brace, and the other one crying because nothing fit because she's so tall. And being short, I never had that experience. Like, what do you do, you know? And mm-hmm. I didn't even know how to handle it. So I just walked out. Like, there are cocktails around. And I think a mom or two might have agreed. I heard this. Me too, you know? Like, you know. So I don't know. I kind of dread shopping with them. And the boys are super easy. Like, yeah, the fits were good. You know, like, they're not picky.
No.
But, man. So I guess there's one blessing of going to a school that wears uniforms, so you don't have to deal with that
every day. Right.
I don't think I would be on – I'd be on something really strong.
No, I have to agree with you. And I'll tell you, when Sophie was little, I loved dressing her up. Like, I loved picking out the outfits. And then suddenly, and I don't even know how old she was. Maybe it was like 12 or 13. Suddenly she cared. Mom, what is that? Like, what did you bring home? Because I thought I was doing pretty good. I'd bring stuff home and she would like it. And then she wouldn't like it. And then it started to be more of, I don't like anything you're bringing home. So she told me one day, and I always thought it was so cute. She's like, Mom, I know you're going to the store, because she needed something. She goes, do me a big favor. She goes, put your Sophie cap on.
Your Sophie
Take
cap.
Off the mom cap and put your Sophie cap on and
she
think,
told you.
Would Sophie like this? And so basically, I mean, actually, she does dress nicely.
She does. She does have style.
But then I look at stuff and I'm thinking, she would never like this. Or, and then I, we might be at the store like a week later and I'll say, oh, hey, I was looking at that shirt. And she would say, I love it. I'm like, really? Because now I can't figure her out.
Yeah.
Just when I think I'm like, oh, yeah, she would love this. And she's like, no, mom. Because I am trying to put my Sophie cap on, as she says, but I'm still struggling with that right now. And she likes to wear, you know, a lot of jeans.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to wear like V-neck shirts, which, you know, I understand it. That's fine. But I don't know. I don't always agree. But you know what I have to do? I have to tell myself, I'm not wearing it. It's
yeah.
covering her up. It's not like she's dressing inappropriately. It's just not my personal style. I need to embrace it.
And yeah, I think of that. And I also think of like what, how we dressed and the same conversations that our moms probably had with us. Like, you know, people like, you are a reflection of me.
Oh, absolutely.
I use that a lot. And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, if you go out on the town.
Looking like that.
Looking
they're
like
gonna
that.
Say, what was her mom thinking?
Exactly.
Because you know what? If you think about it, when we see a child, and this doesn't sound very judgy, dressed what we would consider inappropriate, you would think, wow.
That's the first thing that comes in my head.
What was it mom thinking when she approved that outfit?
Yes.
So, yeah. So you do kind of, you don't worry, but it's like, these are not my choices. It's like you want to put a sign on the back and say, totally not the mom's choice.
I didn't pick that.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, there you go. I didn't pick that. I wasn't there when this was purchased. And
yeah, there are some mystery clothes. I'm like, where'd you get that? And it's a little crop top. And you're like, what?
What is with the crop tops? Ooh. That's back in, again,
oh,
in style.
And jeggings or leggings as pants with the crop top. I'm still not sold on that.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that.
They're not pants.
I guess it just depends. I know. Our friend Michelle would agree with you on that, too.
She's saying
that's
yes,
all she
yes,
talks
yes.
about. Yes. She's like, talk to me, honey. So, you know, I have to tell you. So, remember when we were younger, they used to have a store called Mary Ann's.
Oh, yes.
And Gina Cole and things
oh,
like
yeah.
that. So, we used to take the bus. Well, okay. I say we used to. I literally took the bus twice my entire life to Fairlane Mall. Okay, I grew up in Dearborn.
Oh,
Fairlane. And so I remember my mom saying, yes, you can go to the mall. But I guess she applied for a job at Mary Ann's, which is funny because my mom's name is Mary Ann, and she didn't get the job.
She wanted that name tag that had a double.
I don't understand.
My name is Mary Ann.
But she would not allow us to shop there. She was
really?
She said, you can go anywhere you want, but there'll be no Gina Cole and especially Mary Ann's. And we're like, okay.
She's so sour about that store.
I've never been in that store.
Really?
Did you used to shop there?
I did, but my go-to, because I worked there, was County Seat.
Oh, really?
I worked there for, gosh, several years. That was pretty awesome. Never brought home a paycheck because I bought everything there.
Did you really? Oh, that's funny.
Because, you know, you had to sell the product.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the best store ever. And then I did work at Hudson's for a while. So
well, I
awesome
had a
too.
Dream. I had a dream. I wanted to work at the Limited Express.
That and was a great store back in the day.
I felt so confident that I was get a job there. You can already see where this is going. So when I got the job interview.
With your Molly Ringwald hair.
Yes. Oh,
that's
I was
what,
like,
see, that's
oh,
what got it.
I have a job interview. I'm going to work there. So I was young. I don't remember how old I was. And my interview took place like in the mall section. Like
yeah.
you weren't even in a back office or anything. And I totally wore like a Limited Express like outfit that day. It was like a skirt. And then I didn't get the job. I don't know why I didn't get the job, but I did not get the job. So she says, you know, like what you have on now, that's good. That can be like your uniform. I'm like, my uniform. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, you know, we want you to wear clothes from the Limited Express. But you know what? If you can't afford a new outfit all the time, that's okay. You can just wear the same thing every day.
Who
and,
does that?
And well, I mean, whatever. So I said, oh, okay, that's great. Because I wanted this job so bad to work at the mall.
Oh,
that would have been the bomb.
Best.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I, you know, I had to do a return. First of all, I loved a shop, but I had a very bad experience last week shopping. And it was later in the evening. And I had to do some returns. And I went to the mall that's slowly dying. And I get flashbacks like how sad because the malls were always booming and popping.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's where you hung
day.
Out. Yeah.
During work week, people were shopping. It was just packed all the time. And I had Jillian with me. So we were at one store and there were no cash registers open. First, so the music is louder than normal because there's no one in there. So you can hear a pin drop. And I sound like a bitter old lady like, this music's so loud. And Jill's like, okay, mom, that's great.
Stop.
So we put in a lot of steps trying to find a cash register. Mm-hmm. And then I look over and this line is crazy with one person at this register. I'm like, there's got to be more around here, you know, for my one little tiny purchase. So again, we made a full lap around and there was this guy standing in the children's section, very tall cashier. And I'm like, oh, where have you been? You know, and he's like, no one really knows that we're open over here. I'm like, yeah, well, here I am.
Here I am.
You know, help me out.
After my 10-mile
walk.
So
I know. I'm like, what the heck? It's not even closing time. So we finished there, and I'm like, okay, I got one more stop. So we go to – in my car. I didn't want to walk the mall. So we go in the car and go to the
so
next store.
So we drove around?
We drove around the mall to go to the next department store. And so we walk in, and I don't want to say the names of the stores, but – because I still shop at them. But I had a return. And right as you walk in the door, there's the registers and there's this little guy standing there in his little shirt. And I'm like, I have a return. And he looks at me, smiles like, second floor by the draperies. And I'm like, second floor? I have to go to the second floor. And it was 8 o'clock by this time. The mall's closed at 9.
Yeah.
Deader than dead in this place. Like no one was around. He's like, I'm like, really? And he's like, I'll show you. I'm like, I can find it myself. I'd worked all day. I was done.
Sure.
And, you know, Jill's chuckling because I don't really speak up. And I guess lately I have been. But
you know what the problem is? We're getting older.
And maybe.
So the filter is starting to die away.
I was channeling my mother because she would do this.
Oh, yes. And my mother too. Yes.
For sure. So we make our way to the elevator, go to the second floor. And there's no one around. It was dead upstairs, like dead. So I pulled my mother and I'm like, hello, anybody here? I have to make a return and there's nobody here. And Jill by this time was like, okay, mommy, you can stop.
It's like dying.
And I mean, I did it a couple times and we're walking around the whole store. I already did this at the first store, department store. Like, so now I'm at another department store doing the same thing. I'm like, I just have a return. And so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this lady comes up and she's got this smile like a robot. And I'm like, I have a return. Can I do here? It's right around the corner by drapery. And she's pointing like she's a stewardess, like with her fingers. And I'm like, I had to return. Where? She's like, da-da-da-da.com. Is that where you bought? I'm like, no, I didn't buy it online. Okay. It's right around. And she just like ignored me. And I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone.
Sure, sure.
And just laughing. I'm like, just stop already. Mm-hmm. It's not funny. And I said, well, if I return, it's I have a purchase too now. Like, I'm going to do an even exchange. Right around my draperies. And she kept smiling and the stupid pointing like she was a stewardess. Like, it was really, really upsetting.
So when you got to drapery, did you find it?
I did. And I said, I can return this here, right? Because I've been to two floors now and no one's here except you.
You know,
and
you're marked now. They're never going
to
help you again.
I probably am. And they probably took my picture and said, don't sell anything to this crazy lady. And that was crazy. That was insane. I had to go to another floor when there were all these registers open and nobody was even in the mall.
I'm trying to figure out what mall you were. I mean,
but I was trying
you don't
to tell
me.
I was trying to tell Jillian that, like, this is so, times have changed. Mm-hmm. And so that's when she was going on about, like, oh, because nobody goes shopping anymore. They go to mall, you know, they go online. So, you know, I found this article and it's a couple years old, but it still made sense. But, and they said it was while marketers are preoccupied with satisfying needs of the millennials, are we still in that, if that word?
I guess so.
The demographics of their spending power is nipping at the heels of their teenagers. So they're saying there's 26 million teens in the U.S., which I'm sure there's more by now.
Mm-hmm.
And 39% of the time of them are employed, which is cool, part-time. And teens are part of the larger Generation Z demographic group. So, okay, blah, blah, blah. So they were saying that where do teens shop? They go to – it says, while they have not given up on the brick-and-mortar stores, the days of roaming through the malls hours are over. Online merchants captured 17% of the teen shopping time, up from 10% in the fall. And then the second most popular channel became the second most I'm reading this wrong. Anyway, so they're not shopping at the malls because they don't know how.
Well, you know what? That's totally true. They don't know how to
first,
have conversations.
It's talking to somebody in person. Mm-hmm. It's interacting with someone and not having your nose in the phone.
Yes.
But they're saying that the top websites are actually Amazon, which I love Amazon.
Yeah, I was on there today looking for some pants.
The other sites that were popular were Nike and American Eagle. Those, so they're still around too, which is kind of cool. But and then social media. So, like, by watching YouTube channels that they post, you know, where they purchase the items from, and just different, what else? YouTube, Netflix, and Snapchat.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's, so I'm a big, I love Instagram, and I've told you before, I have bought so many things off of Instagram ads just myself, and I probably have a 50%, what the heck was I thinking rate, you know, going on, because the items will come in, because I'm like, oh, wow, that looks so nice on the model, I would love that shirt, and I order it, because you can't return it back to China, I usually just donate it.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible? Don't tell my husband, though. No, exactly. It's a bad habit that I have.
Yeah.
But no, so, I could see kids are probably buying online, and because it's right there. It's so easy.
After
one button.
After my homecoming debacle, this is my other.
This is.
I think we're just going to be taking measurements and buying online because I don't know. I was, again, I put myself up for failure. I was looking forward to this year. The kids got to go to homecoming because they don't get to go as freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
So I could not wait to, you know, they were all going, which was super exciting. And I'm like, let's make a day of it, like girls. And I took Andrew on a different time, just he and I, which was fun. And he was no problem. You got a suit? Yep. Okay. Tie? Yep. We're done. Done. It was awesome. But the girls, so I was building myself up like, this is going to be fun. But then part of me, that little part of my head's like, no, it's not. So we go to the store and I'm like, just grab a bunch of dresses. We're just going to go in, maybe do a little runway show. Maybe I'll take a couple pictures and I'll play some music. No, I wasn't going to go that far. So we get in the room and one is doing her thing and we're great. And the other tried on a dress, but she kept her leggings on. And I'm like, sweetie, I can't get the look of the dress. I can't. And she's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, no, you need to take those off so I can get the whole view of what you're wearing. Because mm-hmm. that's just killing me right now.
Oh, yeah.
And the other sister's like, yeah, just take those off. She's like, no, I'm good. So, okay, I'm hot now. Dresses are on the floor. We're getting nowhere because you have that vision in your head of what you want to wear and couldn't find it. And I'm like, could you just take the stupid leggings off? Fine. So they come off. So then I reach around to try to help her zip it up and she's like swatting at me. And I'm like, why are you swatting at me? I'm trying to help you. Just stop. I got it. No, you don't got it. You know, and then there was a slip was riding up. So I tried to like shimmy my fingers up to help her and she whacked my hand out of the way. And I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm so over this. By this time I'm getting a little louder and I'm like, we're just done. I'm going in the car. So I have a little temper tantrum in the dressing room and another mom who's sitting outside the dressing room must have heard me because she was like, I feel your pain.
She's like, being entertained.
Right yeah. Now. And I'm yeah. like, there's no cocktails here and I'm over it. So I'm like, meet me in the car. So I get lost at the store because I went out. Of course, my rage by this time didn't know where I was at. And I go out the wrong door. I'm like, I can't even find the car. So I go back in. I start figuring out the lay of the land because I couldn't remember which door we went into. So I find the right door, get to the car, and I'm breathing heavy. And I'm like, okay, I just need to count to 10 several times. So by this time, one of the daughters finally got into the car. And I'm like, what? And this is the daughter that was having no problem trying on dresses. I'm like, what was going on? She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, this is your sister. You figure it. I'm done. So I get a call and it's the other daughter. Where are you? We're in the car. We're in the parking lot. I can't find you. Okay. So she gets lost too and goes out the wrong door. So I'm like, that's it. Where, you know, describe where you, so she starts taking pictures. Thank goodness we have phones and this kind of thing.
Sure.
So she starts taking pictures of where she's standing at, which was right around the corner where we're at. So we get in the car. I'm like, okay, I'll be right there. So I start the car, start moving. I see her from a distance and to go into our next story about embarrassing, I start honking the horn and I had my hand out the window because I was calmed down by this time
mm-hmm.
and I'm waving like, I'm over here and I'm flashing the lights and she's got her hand over her face like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm over here. So she gets in the car and we park because we're going to go to another store and she starts crying. I'm like, why are you crying now? Like we just went through this whole emotion in the dressing room and she's like, I don't know. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then Megan. Dang it. So she's tearing up. So she we get to the store, and I hear this whisper. I know what her problem was. I said, what? She goes, you can't say anything. I'm like, oh.
Oh, here you are. Say something now.
The mom, wink, wink. Of course, I'm not going to say anything. Sure. She goes, she wasn't wearing underwear. I'm like, why wouldn't you do? Why? There's no lines. They don't have lines in those stupid leggings.
Oh.
And I'm like, I could have bought some at the store to avoid this whole debacle.
Mm-hmm.
So we laugh now about it, but that was really bad. That was not fun at all. And so next time, make sure you bring your panties.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I don't think I'll ever have that issue, but I feel bad.
And I don't know.
Plus, you swatted your hand. Yeah, I would not have been.
I would hire someone next time to take. Here's my card. Just go shopping. I don't know if I
you
can
have to do
this
what
again.
My grandmother used to do at Jacobson's. She had her own little personal shopper.
Do they even have those anymore?
I don't know. I'm sure like Somerset probably has those. And,
okay, well,
and Nordstrom's
like beer money and champagne taste. Well, beer money.
It's funny. I have a story about Nordstrom. So again, I'm so excited I get to use Sophie's name. So last year, Sophie graduated from eighth grade. So we had to go out and buy a dress. Well, she had never been to Somerset. I said, all right, we'll go. We'll see what we have, you know. So we go there and she's not finding anything. She's just not happy. And so we go to Nordstrom's just to see what they have. And it was so funny. So we are walking and we see this dress. I'm like, oh my gosh, that dress is beautiful. Sophie's like, Mom, I agree. I really like this dress. I'm like, okay, cool. I said, well, let's see if we can find it. You can try it on. So we go looking for the dress. And again, we're just, you know, middle class family, you know. And so we find out the dress is like $300-$400. And Sophie's like, oh my gosh, there's no way we're paying for this. I'm like, no, we are not buying this dress. And I said, but do you want to try it on and just see what it looks like? And she's like, oh, Mom, do you mind? You know, that would be great. I said, sure, go ahead, try it on. So she goes into the dressing room, tries on the dress, and come to find out it was big, which really kind of shocked me. And so we're kind of talking, and she's like, Mom, the dress is too big. I said, oh, okay. And then the salesperson comes out of nowhere. I have no idea where she came. And she's like, oh, it's too big. Well, I can call another store. And I'm thinking, and I said, oh, no, that's okay. And she's like, well, it's not a big deal. We can have it for you by Monday. And I like looked at Sophie and I looked at the sales lady. I said, oh, we actually need this for tomorrow.
Oh, slick.
And then Sophie's like, because we had two or three more weeks to go until eighth grade graduation. And then I said, just go with me. And then Sophie's like, yeah, tomorrow. We need it for tomorrow. And the woman's like, oh, I'm so sorry. We couldn't help you. But I was like, we're not going to buy this dress. We're not going to pay, you know. But it was a when we talked about it recently, she said, Mom, that dress was so beautiful. I'm like, it was so beautiful. But yeah, that was one of our first times that we've ever kind of worked together to avoid. Yeah. But I swear that salesperson just –
commission, man.
I'm like, boom, there she was. I'm like, okay.
I remember we got kind of told to leave. We were just trying on dresses and like runway. We were having fun. And I don't know if the manager was like thinking we were going to make a mess or she was mad.
What store were you at?
We were at the mall. We were just in high school.
Oh, okay.
So we would just, you know, just go try on dresses and stuff for the heck of it. And I don't know if she was just mad that, you know, we were just being silly. I don't think we were obnoxious. But yeah, I was just like, why can't we try on these dresses? We weren't going to purchase any. But
sure.
I don't think we're, you know, but that was like a good memory of going to the mall. But I don't really, I remember my mom and I having squabbles on what to wear, but at the end of the day, I think I felt like she always won because looking back at my like the school pictures, she pretty much won. Because even like my poor eighth grade picture, she for some reason was in the she thought berets were cool, so she besides perming my hair, she bought me a red beret, and I had this like big oversized yellow sweater with a red skirt on. Like she picked this outfit out.
Yeah, but you approved it. Like how old were you then?
Eighth grade.
Oh, you probably thought you were some hot stuff.
Maybe I was hoping.
Yeah.
But looking at the picture.
I wonder if Tommy will notice me in my beret.
Yeah, in my beret. Wee. Yeah, that was, I don't know what that was. Like, oh, you look so good in hats. But that's not really a hat. Like that's a beret. Like,
yeah, that was not.
That was kind of scary. So, yeah, I've got a lot of those kind of pictures. And, you know.
Well, I always think about when I was younger, I used to have a Holly Hobby dress. that my mom put us in, or put me in, I should say, because I do have a sister that's 2 years younger than me. But when we were younger, we looked like twins. People thought, yeah. you know, so she would dress us in the same outfits. And, you know, honestly, it didn't really bother me so much. But now that I look back at pictures, oh, and then we used to get, I'm so digressing, but I have to say this. So she would, like, let's say it would be the same outfit, but maybe my top would be blue and my sister Jennifer's top would be yellow. Or we would have like these plaid pants and but they'd be so same outfit, just different colors. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is also the same mom that would allow us to ride our bikes over to the hair salon and then she would call it in. We used to go to this place called New Dawn Salon in Dearborn. And then she would say, Jennifer and Erica are coming over to Dorothy Hamill's, please. And then we would come home with our Dorothy Hamill haircut.
I had that too when I was a skater as well. So I thought I was really Dorothy.
You were a skater?
I did.
Like
I
all
had,
these things I'm learning about you. Wow.
I had a couple of years of skating under my belt.
But yeah, so that would be, we would have our matching outfits, Dorothy Hamill haircuts. And but I did have a Holly Hobby dress when I was little. I thought that was just so cool. And I remember because I wore it around the holidays. And I don't know if my family remembers this, but I actually tripped down the basement stairs because my dress was like so almost
long.
Down to the.
Because yeah, they were long dresses.
And I woke up on the couch and my Uncle Jack looking over me like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. But I remember because it had a little Holly Hobby on it and it was, there's a picture somewhere and it's like a green and blue plaid. I don't know. But then, you know, okay, so we growing up, I know we both went to private schools growing up, but our first week of school, for some reason, we did not wear uniforms. Okay. I don't know why. And so, and here it is still 80, 90 degrees out, right? And what's my mom dressing us up in? You know, these wool skirts. And then every year we got new monogram sweaters.
Oh, the monogram sweaters.
Oh, so the blue, because that's what you had to wear with your uniform.
Yeah.
So these blue with these monograms. And now I look back and I'm like, that's kind of weird. I think we were the only ones with monogram sweaters. Then I'm thinking, what was my mom thinking when she ordered those? I don't know. It was just really kind of odd. And I'm just trying to think about shopping with my mom. I think she just came home with stuff and said, here's your clothes.
See, we did a lot of shopping. We did a lot of damage, my mom and I. We'd also bring my grandma, so we'd make a big deal about it. But, I have fond memories of them all and just shopping.
Oh, yeah, see?
And I just feel it breaks my heart that times have changed so much that our kids can't. But then again, we'd have other worries of, of just kidnapping and it just stuff. So I don't know. I guess maybe that's a good thing that my kids, you know, our kids don't have that kind of mall rat type of, memory.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know if I'd be able to handle. I can't even handle when they go down to the street to the park.
So, I can't even handle when we're at a Target together.
Yeah.
And then I always refer to my daughter only because my son, you know, is not living at home right now. He's at school. And so we'll go to Target and she'll say, hey, I'm going to go down aisle 5. And I'll say, can you wait for me?
Right.
Or she'll be down aisle 5 and I'll say, you know, Sophie. And she'll say, Mom, I'm right here.
Oh, I love yelling out their names.
Oh, that is that is the best. But before we get into that, so speaking of that, I want to tell you really quick because I do want to start talking about how we embarrass our kids because I'm so excited about that topic. So my sister told me this really cool story, and I wanted to share it. So my nieces needed – it was bra time. They had to get their bras.
Oh.
Okay, yes. And so they were really embarrassed at the store. Like they did not want to stand where the bras were at. So what my nieces would do is they would kind of be like 10, 15 feet away from my sister and then acting like they were looking at socks or underwear. And then my sister would hold up a bra and then my nieces
like a
would
nod.
Say, oh, yes or no, because they were so embarrassed. And my sister was like, oh, my gosh, it was so ridiculous. And then there was a few times where she would say, what about this one? What about this one? And, like, she would kind of hang them up high. And my nieces were like, oh, my gosh, this is so embarrassing. And I can't believe I have to do this. And now they, you know, they're older, obviously, going to Victoria's Secret, doing whatever they want. But she said it was so funny because they just did not. And then, so when they go to check out, they didn't even want to touch them. Like my sister had to put them on the, you know, when you go to check
out.
That's
so funny. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I could not believe it. But yeah, so she had to do that times two. So could you imagine? No. Could you imagine? I can't even imagine. So I thought that was kind of funny. And I do remember when Sophie was little, we were shopping for her communion dress. She was very specific on what she wanted. And let me tell you, it was not.
In second grade?
Oh, well, that was, you know, so wow. She was the one that didn't want to wear a veil. And she's like, I don't want to wear a veil. And I said, I think you have to. And she's like, no, I don't know why I have to. I said, well, I guess I can call the school tomorrow and see what they say. I was really shocked. They're like, no, right. As long as she has something in her hair. And so, of course, I did the, you know, you're going to be the only one without a veil. I don't really care, Mom. So wow. She did not wear a veil. So she is very independent. Mm-hmm. And she, so we were actually at Sears looking for her dress. And we tried on like every dress we could find. And we could not agree on one because this one I had to agree on. Yeah. And so we left and went to a couple other stores. We went back to Sears. And all of a sudden, this dress out of nowhere just appeared that we have not tried on. So we put it on and we still have it. She will not let me. I wanted to donate it.
Yeah.
Because there's this organization in Detroit for, you know, girls that need dresses to make mm-hmm. their first communion. She's like, no, I want to hang on to that for a while.
I still have my first communion dress.
Do you really?
I do.
And I know some people will make items out of it, like for their wedding or, well, yeah, for their wedding, like the pillows. Because mm-hmm. I know some people will take, like my grandmother did, she took her wedding dress and made it into the christening gown.
That's what my sister-in-law did, yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that one of the girls would wear the dress, but our style was so different. Mine was short. It was knee length. But Jillian did fit into it. It was really cute.
Oh, your communion dress?
Yeah, but the style, by the time, you know, the girls had made their first communion, the styles were different. There were longer dresses. But
it was
a little melancholy, like, oh, look at that little dress. I loved my dress. Like, it was just so cute. I was so proud of it. But
I don't even remember my dress. I mean, I remember pictures of it, but.
Yeah.
All right. So now.
Embarrassing your teen.
Such a nice transition.
Is it a rite of passage? I say yes.
I think it is.
Oh.
I most definitely agree.
It's like you don't want your kids to grow up too fast, but yet you can't wait for that moment when you can actually embarrass them. And it's like they're not going to start crying like it's mean or something, you know?
No, but sometimes it's their fault that they're getting embarrassed.
Oh, absolutely.
They have to. So like when I was driving the kids to school every morning long before my husband started doing it, and I always seemed to have an issue with just one of my children, the older one, and and it was horrible. It was horrible in the morning. He was crabby.
Not a morning person.
No, but not by any means. And so by the time we got to school, I was so stinking frustrated that when I would go to drop him off, I would roll down the window. And then he would, you know, move so slow. And all of a sudden he's trying to get out of there. And I would yell out something like, okay, I know you love Taylor Swift or, you know, I love you. Have a great day. As there's kids going into school.
Oh, audience is the best.
And then he just ran. He's like, oh, my gosh. And, of course, my daughter's in the backseat, like, dying. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. And I'm, like, crying because I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, that was the best.
The morning drop-off is the best because, I'll yell, I love you. Bring home some knowledge. And they're like, go away. Or, you know, like for their birthday this year, I was honking the horn. I was windows were rolled down, like, happy birthday. And where they get in, they go into the school. There's a bunch of lockers right there. So even the kids inside get to hear Big Mouth, you know. So, I love morning drop off because they are in no mood and I am all over that.
I have to agree. But you know what? So, like, I'm ticked off for like 10 minutes on the way to school and then that's it. And then I just laugh so hard. So I'm like, I don't even care. And one time I did it, one of the principals, back when he was probably a sophomore, was standing outside the door and saw and heard the whole thing. It was
That's the best.
And the principal just waved at me. I'm like, good morning. And he knew exactly that it was not the best.
Yeah.
But so it's, what was another thing I was going to say? So one thing that the kids love when it comes to me is my social media. So I'm always asking questions about social media, and I follow a couple of my cousin's kids online, and they use a lot of the hashtags, and I'm like, what do these hashtags mean? So there's one I asked the kids, I'm like, all right, what is hashtag HMU? And then, of course, they all start laughing. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what's so funny about that? This is so embarrassing that you don't know what that means. I'm like, I don't know what it means. So then they say they're not going to tell me. I'm like, fine, guys. I can just Google it. I'm just trying to make conversation.
Yeah.
Mom, it means hit me up. So so just to annoy them, I'll be like, HMU, HMU. Like, just random.
Like your random college or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey, HMU. And they're like, oh my gosh. And so, or I'll say, I'm going to post this on Instagram. Should I put HMU? And they're like, Mom, just stop it. You are not cool. You will never be cool. And my son will say that. He goes, could you just stop trying to be cool? I said, but the problem here is all your friends like me. And, right. they say, but we don't understand why. We don't understand why they like you. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, but you're really missing out, HMU. So they, they don't care for that.
I could not wait for Nick to start first grade. So this is where it all started, and it's been carrying on since then. But when his birthday would fall on a school day, because my birthday being in June, I never got to celebrate my birthday in school.
Sure.
So yeah, that's another therapy bill. But anyway, so what I decided to do was gift wrap everything in his lunch.
That's a great idea.
His sandwich, like everything, and the birthday napkin, and sometimes I would throw in confetti, like it was all there. So, and he didn't know I did it. So, because I packed their lunch. So his first, here comes lunchtime. You can just picture this first grader, right?
Can't even imagine.
And of course, everyone's nosy on what you got for lunch, right?
Oh, yes.
So
they want to trade.
All of a sudden, he's pulling out these gift wrapped items, and he's like, they were just gathering around. Like, what'd you get? Oh my gosh, your mom is so cool. You had gifts for lunch? And so, of course, the largest one being the sandwich, he unwraps it. And they're like, also not like the whole, everyone's like, aww.
The big letdown.
And it was a peanut butter jelly sandwich, kind of like Charlie Brown, like, I got a rock. And he came home, I'm like, how was your lunch? And he's like, that was not nice, Mom. So from then on, for his 12 years of school, every time his lunch or his birthday was on his lunch worked or school
day, it?
I would gift wrap his lunch.
Wow! Even when he was in high school,
that was the best. And then you know, for 12th grade, it was like a little note, but like this is last birthday lunch, and that was it. But the triplets, they don't even, it doesn't even faze them because it just happened. They know it's going to happen every year.
Sure.
So I get tackier and tackier and try to just like really get into it. And, you know, that's my moment that I like to do.
I think I only gift wrapped Sophie's lunch. And I actually saw the idea on Facebook like the night before. It was Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's such a great idea. And then she came home and she's like, what were you thinking? I'm like, well, what's wrong? Well, the juice had like, what do you want to say, perspired over the wrapping paper, so then everything got wet. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, it's a thought that counts.
Absolutely.
Whatever, mom. And yeah, she didn't care for that. But so I had asked Sophie about this. I told her about this topic. And I said, you know, is there like an embarrassing moment that, you know, anything that just pops up? She's like, how could you even ask me that question? I said, what do you mean? Well, so my daughter does not like to be the center of attention, and we're learning that. So when she was younger, I don't know how old, but we were at a restaurant, and it was her birthday. So naturally, I said, oh, it's my daughter's birthday, not knowing that this was not good. So next thing you know, a bunch of these people, it was like one of those steak places, come over, and they're all singing, and her eyes were as big as saucers. I mean, they were so big. And she was like almost laying on the ground. She was like, oh my gosh, get those people away from me. And I'm like, what's wrong? They're just trying to sing happy birthday. And I never saw her face so petrified. And she's like, Mom, get them away. So now she brings it up all the time. And like last year we were at Disney for her birthday, and we went into a restaurant, and it was her that was her birthday. And without even thinking, I just naturally said, because they said, where do you want to sit? I go, well, it's your birthday. Where do you want to sit? And she was like, oh my gosh, you just told them it was my birthday. And I said, oh, geez. So I had to run over really quick, and I said, yes, it's her birthday, but could we just not even acknowledge it? I said, I don't even want a song. I don't even want a cupcake. I don't want anything. And they're like, well, usually, you know, we give her a cupcake. And I said, well, I don't know. Does it come with anything? And they're like, no. It was so bad. So then we get there, and it's just Brian, myself, and Sophie. And she couldn't even enjoy her meal because she was so nervous about, you know, them coming over and singing and being the center of attention. And I thought, you little snot, you know, who cares? And what's 1 minute of your life someone's going to sing happy birthday to you? And all the guy did, they don't even sing happy birthday there. They just bring you a cupcake.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, you stressed out for over an hour and now you're getting us a cupcake. Isn't that great? Mom, don't tell people it's my birthday. It's so embarrassing.
She wouldn't like our family because we sing not only happy birthday at the restaurant, we sing in Polish.
Oh, Stolater. Nazico. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a rite of passage. Like, yes, it will happen every year. Yeah.
Now, what about my daughter definitely does not like my moves in the car, like when I'm dancing. See my hands?
Yeah.
She'll say, Mom, that is so embarrassing. Yeah. Especially when so the other day, who is that woman that sings that song? Something about your hair. Flip your hair. Nails. Oh, I can't think of it. But I turned on the radio and I'm like, oh, my jam is on. She's like, oh, my gosh. And she just, you know, kind of melts into the car. I'm like, Sophie, it's just you and me. No one even knows this is even happening. Right. And I'm, like, singing at the top of my lungs, and I'm doing my dance because I know she hates it, you know? And I'm like, do
like
you do?
Like robots?
She's like, Mom, stop. So I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry. But I said, I can't help that this is just me.
Right.
And she's like, well, you have to respect how I am, too. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So, but, yeah, no, she doesn't. Oh, and then if we're at Target, I love going to Target with her. And if she's really snotty with me, and if we're not even in the store 10 seconds and she's already asking for something, then I automatically start doing the mom walk. And that's where, like, I'm holding on to the cart, but I'm, like, exaggerating hip to hip, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I sing.
I like to
dance.
Like,
oh, this is a good jam.
And loud.
Yeah. Like, it's like, jam. I'm like, yeah, I'm rocking out to this.
What is it, like, dance like nobody's watching?
Oh, and then I start singing whatever the song is.
Absolutely.
I'm going to aisle 4. I'll be right back. I'm like, no, come back. And I start singing louder, and she's, like, so embarrassed.
Well, when you were talking about the bra, and yes, and some of you might think this is kind of me, but we were talking about the bra thing. I'll do like, do you need any tampons?
Oh, yeah.
Like there's pads in aisle 4. Do we need any? And they're like, oh my God, Mom. Are you sure? You're good? You're good? Okay. So anything just to, you know. But this summer we were out east and we went to a really nice restaurant. And the water boy, I have to say, was really very good looking. And we made it a point of every time he came by, I had my phone up and I was trying to take
pictures of him. Oh my gosh.
And it wasn't just my girls, it was my nieces. Their faces were beet red. I'm like, but he's really cute. I'm like, do we need some more water over here?
Could you come over here? Click, click. Oh my gosh.
So those are fun. I know. I guess we could have really made a whole show out of this. And,
yeah, we could have, you know, yeah. But that's okay. That's okay. But I will tell you one last one. Do you ever watch the show Cash Cab?
Oh, loved it. Yeah.
So we talked about this too. So we would, well, there's a couple of things we would do, but with Cash Cab, the kids loved it. So they would say, okay, Mom, come up with some questions. So I'd pick them up from school. I'm like, you are now in Cash Cab. And I mean, they thought it was really cool. But then when you could do like the shout out.
Yeah.
And, which they didn't want to really do the shout out. So I'll say, do you need a shout out? And they're like, no. And I would roll down the windows. And I don't know. We'd be on Ford Road or something. Hey, you, do you know the answer? Oh, my gosh, Mom.
That's awesome.
Roll up the window. And I'm like, but we're in Cash Cab. No, Mom, we don't need that. You know, we can just call a friend, you know. And so I would embarrass them that way. And then one thing that I really enjoyed, not enjoyed, but one thing I'll never forget, when I was a kid, we used to have one of those station wagons with the wood on the side.
Oh, yeah, the Woody.
Oh, yes. And of course, you know, I was slightly embarrassed of it. And so we were in a Burger King drive-thru and my dad was driving. We were ordering our Whoppers. We would say Whopper 0.5. That meant cut in half, in case you didn't know that lingo. My sister worked at Burger King for like 2 weeks. And so that was like we learned the lingo. And then he acted like the car stalled. And there was like 6 cars behind us. And it didn't stall. But he went, he like popped the hood and he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad, I am dying. We are in a Burger King drive-thru picking up Whoppers 0.5 and you're like acting like the car is not working. He thought that was hilarious. He's like, oh, because we're good. Or what about, you ever your dad do this? Like say you're at Burger King and he's like, I'll have 4 Big Macs. And like he'll order like McDonald's stuff.
My
Burger
dad
King.
Was not one on fast food. My mom would take us.
Now, this was a special treat. Oh, okay. Yeah. We didn't do this a lot. But when he did, you know, he would go big. He's like, and I'm like, Dad, we're not at McDonald's. Oh, that's okay. We'll have 5 Big Macs. I'm like, Dad, just stop. And oh, it was so embarrassing.
No, my dad liked to embarrass me in front of boys.
Oh.
So he's a total gearhead. And there were some young men that came over to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't dating any. They were, you know, we were friends. And the one kid's Mustang was dead in front of our house. And again, my dad, being a gearhead, he'll just listen to a car and tell you what's wrong with it.
Wow,
so
that's
he
good.
Knew exactly what was wrong. It was like a spark plug, something really basic. So he's like, I'll tell you what. You go in my backyard and paint my fence because it needs painting,
mm-hmm.
and I'll fix your car. And they're like, okay. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad, what are you doing? They're never going to come over again.
Were the boys cute, though?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
He's like,
and this is my daughter,
okay.
Amy.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't even know if I was in the, I think I went in the house. And then those dumb boys
they
painted
did.
The fence.
And then
my dad
their
just
car.
Replaced it with like 5 minutes. Bing, bing, bing. Here's a new spark. I can't remember if I ever saw those boys again, but
oh, that's so funny. They spend like three, you know,
so maybe it is
four
a, yeah,
or five
it
hours.
Is a rite, there you go. It is a rite of passage. So,
I agree.
And I, sometimes I think we've learned from the best.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many stories that we can, you know,
yes.
replay in our heads constantly because, yeah, and we survived. And I think our children will survive and carry on these funny traditions and you know, teases and it's all in good humor. I mean, we'd never.
I hope
do
they would.
Mean.
Yeah.
The snarky comments or yeah, mm-hmm. you embarrass the boy or the girl that you like, and you know the nicknames we have. I have a couple nicknames for some young suitors that my girls are interested in.
Young suitors. You don't like these terms tonight. They're like the 1800s. The young suitors.
Bring them back, man. You gotta bring it back.
So.
Bring it alive.
Oh my gosh.
So.
We're going to start talking like English people around your house now. And hello.
I can't do it.
So, okay, so I know time is running out, but that's another funny story. So when we went to Disney World last year, every time we would walk into Harry Potter, I had an accent. And they're like, Mom, will you please stop? And so I can't do it now because it's really embarrassing. But I would talk like supposedly like Harry Potter. And then Ethan would say – or Sophie would say, Mom, I think that's Irish. I'm like, I don't care. It's an accent. So, and as soon as we would leave Harry Potter, it would stop.
That's
but if we
brilliant.
Were in there, I just did it. And they're like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I'm like, no one is ever going to see us again.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So I'm ordering butter beer with like these accents. And Sophie's like, oh my gosh, just give me the thing. Just give it to me.
Just
and,
need a drink.
Yeah, that's how I don't need your shenanigans, as they like to say.
See, look at you.
Mom, she's full of shenanigans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's a good way to end it. So that was funny. So,
yeah.
Well,
so
what are you going to do?
Continue embarrassing your kids, folks.
I think it's totally normal. They
she
may need
wisely,
therapy
though.
Later, but that's okay.
That's what a retirement money's for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, all right. Until next time.
Until next time.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.